learned a new word today. Schmear. Is that a Medrash word?
Pretty much, yeah.
A schmear.
David never said it?
What?
David never said it?
No, he never knew to say that, no. A schmear. Okay. I have a half a shear today. The truth is the other shear was really too long for one day, so it's good to split it into two. Gemara says, "Bamine Rami Bar Chama Merav Chista. Noatz shtei yesoidus, b'shnei koisli mavui mibachutz. V'niach kara gaben mal. Amalei the divrei amat here also the divrei oiser mutter. Rav Amar the divrei oiser nami oiser b'inin kara gaben mavui v'leika. So it appears, machlekes amaroyim, this lach of kaira, according to, I guess it would be Rav Chista." Who was answered the question? Sounds as if it's enough simply to have the kairim connected, visiachis, mishtayich, to the kaisle hamavoy in some way. And so even if they're outside, as long as they are connected to the kaisle hamavoy, that's kosher. Rava says a chiddush. He says, bainin kair agabi mavoy. Agabi mavoy doesn't mean literally agabi mavoy, but it means within the vicinity of the mavoy. Can even be on top, it can be between the walls of the Mavui. So, but the idea is that it has to be, it's not sufficient that it simply be connected with the Kaisle Mavui, it has to be in the zone of the Mavui, in the Rishus of the Mavui. Okay. So, Esive Ravada Barmasna the Rav, Ahoysa Kairosoi, Meshuchoi, Tluya, Pochis, Megimelin, Tzarech Lahavi Kairacheres, Gimel Tzarech Lahavi Kairacheres. Shmuel Mer, so what his kasha was is he thought midin lavad using the halacha moish misina. You remember we had earlier in the Masechta, we mentioned that there are halacha moish misinas regarding mechitzin, and those rules included good asik, good, and defen akuma. So under the category of lavad, can I write what I say? Lavad, good, lavad, but defen akuma. So lavad is one of the halachal mishmi sinais that are mentioned. So the Gemara wants to know if I have within Gimel Tvachim, that should be considered to be loved, and therefore I should fulfill this need to have the Kaira connected to the walls. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from there, that you see from there that you don't need actually connected to the walls. The Rishonim here all ask Akasha. Suddenly lost the Ritva. Divrei Oiser, where is it?
Missing a page.
Oh. thought it was me. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Same problem.
You made me feel good.
Just going down.
Yeah. What happened to the Ritva? Okay.
Someone like Ipshai looked down.
Made me feel good. I thought, oh my gosh, I made something up. Okay, so the Ritva wants to has the following question. We say Ladivrei Hamatir Osir. Why is that? Because if he's Matir, the Ishtamsh is under the Kaira, the implication is that the Chudoy Chitzoin is what's Yoyred. So therefore, there is a space between the walls of the Mavui to the Chitzoin of the Kaira. Zakhtar Ritva Vikshu Betaisvas, we call Mokam Nema Lovad Lamala Begufa Shil Kaira. So let it be that the Huda Chitzin is actually Dovuk to the Kaisel. And this is the Rashba brings this Kasha also. B'shem, the Rabbi Seno had Sarfasim, it would be Taisus. And he brings the same answer. Shani hocha, shakar mafsekes v'le omru loved el b'shein davar mafsik bein zayim. You only say loved when something is not mafsik. Victor Ash, Ravina Machuver. And he brings Uriah from the next Gemara. Because the Gemara is going to talk about when you have the Kaira and you have the Akumais, which hold the Kaira to the Mavui. Victor, Mistaber Dochi Evshir Mishum, the time of the Lovid Bechol Machamusha, Anu Roy, Mashimain Saim, Shinismala. In other words, we see over here, in this case, he says it's different. Now, let me read out the whole thing. Vena Machuver, Beinai. The Mikra be Ami. Should be Rabashi. B'samach tluyu meshucha b'medas al shtei yisaydei sakumais v'rinin chavut v'lovet. V'afalgav dafilu ki amras chavit heichi amras lovet v'mafsike hanech yisaydeis ben kare l'koysa. So he has a kasha. He's saying, how could we use lovet over here? We have the akumais, which are mafsik between the kaira and the koysa. So he has an often araya that you can say lovet even if something is mafsik. Both the Ritva and Ran have suggested he roots them to that question. The Ritva says, the holy kasha, da'asim akaru medes al yaseidois, v'armim lova derech ha'avir, shebein akaru al yaseidois, mashen kin bezu. So the Ritva suggests a teretz. It sounds like, in spite of the fact that he has a teretz, he doesn't want to stick with it. And he understands that it's not true. Miu bar mehachi, without that. Nira dehacha in lemer lovin. Here, even without the teretz of Taisus, that something is mafsik, you can't say lovin anyway. Dim kain, harayat haroya oivi akaira kilu eina, v'nim tzashen lanu kaira rechava tefach. If we'll do that, we will have to see that the thickness of the kaira is like non-existent. And therefore, in Lanu Kairach of a Tefach, we have a Kairach that is not the width of a Tefach. The Ran is Metaritz, the Kash of the Taisvis. The Ran says the Teretz, another Teretz, not like the Ritva, the Didi Le Kasha, Devasa Derminin Chavot Le Mavsky Yaseidois Bein Kairach Chois Le Mavui. He says that when you, after you say Chavot, which is what the Gemara is going to say to respond, to answer, explain the Braisa. So he says, once you do that, you have nothing being mafsik. So it appears, at first glance, that there is a machlekes rishonim here, in terms of loved. When you have loved, and you want to use the principle of loved to connect something to something else, but there is something mafsik in the middle, something that impedes that loved. The two objects coming together. So, according to Taisus and the Ran, you can't say love it. According to the other Rishonim, they sound like it doesn't bother them. What's the issue? What's going on? So, I noticed all the Magim. Say b'shem the Chacham Tzvi. You bring the Chacham Tzvi. They argue that Taisus is al derech v'chacham tzvi. So what does the chacham tzvi actually say? It seems to be a shuva that's well known in the sugi of Lovin, some of the basic raid where he actually spells out the svara. He's talking about a very interesting case. He's talking about halachas of we're talking about bena, when you have a sasaim and the carmelis and you have, it's planted. And the issue here is can we say that there's loved between the various plantings to give a shear of sasaim or not? So the Gemara says, L'mesafkele, dilma karka sheinu zeruah shebeinein havale keschach kosher, shebein shnei schachim psulim. In other words, he now is telling me two halachas in loved that we should know. He's assuming, it's assumed, it's, I don't know if it's a fair shegemar, but the Rishonim assume it based on Gemaras. If you have two schachim psulim, if you have three... if you have a shear of gimel tvachim schach posel, it posels the sukkah. What if you have two shearim of schach posel with schach kosher b'neim? It's assumed by the Rishonim will not say love it in such a case. Mesafkele says the Chacham Tzvi dilma karka shenazruah shebeneim. When you have karka between two planted two plants, vegetable trees or vegetable bushes, will that serve as karka that would be mafsik between the two plants to make that we don't have the shear that's necessary? He says, "By schach posel tevarein mitstarfin av she schach kasha should be neim pachis megimel tvachim." He says, "Why not? De lo oilam leamrinin loved ela ba'avir v'le bedover sheish by mamish shefsher leteres loved levatelo soy dover mamashi v'le nemra loch lemoish misinai beloved ela levatel ha'avir shebe neim." Seems to say aside that the aside of loved is essentially with airspace. The Torah allows me to fill in airspace. So on that basis, he says that's why you can't mitzarav shnei schachi psulim with schach kosher b'neim. Why? Because in such a case, you have something in between. When you have something staring the loved, that's not where loved was said. Who Adini wants to argue when there's karka b'neim? That's not, and then goes on to clarify this. Goof, is this considered like avir? Is it the karka like the schach kosher? But basically understands when something is in between, you can't do it. So it was assumed by all the magim that this is indeed the svara of the Chacham Tzvi, of Tosfos and the Ran, that the idea of love it is, it's always to fill an air. If you have air, when you have air, that's when you can apply the rule of Lovin. If something is there in between, there's no air to fill in, then you can't apply the rule of Lovin. Now, what does that mean? Let me ask you a question. A simple case. Mechitzas, you'll tell me good achas, but I would ask you the following question. You have a wall that's 7 tefachim high. Can you use lover to say it gets to 10? Huh? Obviously you can't. Right? The Gemara says there we use another principle called good asik. But I can talk another case. You have a lulav. Say that's gimel tefachim long. It has to be dalet tefachim. Can I use, say, lover another tefach? So you'll say you can't. Why not? Why can't I?
Two points.
You have to fill in 2 points. That seems to be what's a given. In other words, the way the Achronim have all understood it, it's a gather of steam. So let me draw your attention to a Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara says, "Hoysabchusim asar tvach v'chach akbaka de lahashlima la'asar." You had a case of where you had a hole in your ground that is 5 tvachim deep. The walls of a sukkah need to be 10 tefach. Well, we learned that already at the beginning of Erev. Im yesh. So what do I do? I the case is the wall is 5 tefachim high. I want to make a sukkah that's 10 tefachim high. I dig into the ground. Im yesh misvas kakakul kaisel shleisha tefachim psula. Pachis mishleisha tefachim ksheira. If the space between the chakak and the wall is less than 3 tefachim, gevaldik, I have used love it. Otherwise, it's a problem. Zokt Rashi, Pachis Mishleisha Kilovid, Halach Lemesh Misinai, Vechashvinin Lekidu Hachakak, Lovid Umagia Ad Hakoisel. It's like the Chakak goes out to the wall. Rashi defines Lovid. Lovid appears to be, I don't think it's a Hebrew word, I think it's an Aramaic word, like good, Lovid. Rashi says sniff. We have here a French word, which Bar Ilan kindly translated for us. Neufach, ziz hayetzi min hakoisel. Something sticking out, something like swollen, something is swollen. He says, Dover shemarichin oisei al yedei snifin kedei lisnoif chakak al chakak. So Rashi clearly learns that I view the chakak as widening out all the way out to the walls. The Shulchan Aruch, when he brings the din down, he says, just says, "Haisin amucha me'asar v'chachik ba l'shlima l'asar v'yesh b'chakak shir hekshir sukkah imein b'chakak l'kais l'shleish l'tvachim k'sheira yesh b'nim gimel tvachim sula." The Magen Avraham immediately makes a hara in the Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like he sits in the Shulchan Aruch. He can even sit in the chakak.
That's a chakak.
outside the chag. That's what I meant. I mean, on top of the, on top of the dirt. You can sit outside the chag. This sounds like something mechudish that the Achronim deal with. We have now today. We have the Meiri, the Sefer Michta. They both say beferish that there's no problem with sitting in the airspace that it is outside the chakak.
By a sukkah would love it, or
well, they would love it. A sukkah would love it. You're using, in other words, and Rashi kimat says it. Rashi says kido chakak loved magiyah kaisel. It's like you look like the chakak spreading out to the wall. So Rashi would seem to tell me that the fact that I have ground, that I have physical ground between the chakak and the wall, doesn't shtir lovet. Lovet, Rashi says, is a concept of sniff, of expanding. We view the airspace as expanding out and going out to the wall. And Rashi says that expansion can proceed through the ground, and therefore I have a wonderful sukkah.
So it's not like the Chacham Tzvi that says compression?
So it's not at all like the Chacham Tzvi. Rashi Mefurish seems to be saying otherwise. The Chacham Tzvi, it's not simply a question of stima. The problem is, so how would the Chacham Tzvi learn? Well, the Torah says the following: Hoyse nemucha miyud v'chachach ba l'shlima liyud v'yesh b'chachach shir hechsher sukkah im ein ben chachach l'koysel gimel tvachim k'shera b'soy chachachach. Yesh beinin gimel psula. So look here. The Torah says, where is it kosher? B'sei chakak. In other words, I can't sit outside the chakak. It's only mutter within the chakak. And I did find Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar on Sukkah, who says, I don't have them on my Bar Ilan. That's one of the, you know, the new Rabbloi Rishonim. Vave kilo mechitzos hem smuchos lechakak. We look at the mechitzos as though they're coming out to the chakak. Have yoimer, like the Chacham Tzvi. But wait a minute, guys. I have a big question here. You just told me that you just can't fill airspace. Isn't that what I'm doing? Where does the wall go to? Empty space. You have a wall. You have a wall. There's nothing here. The chag is empty. That's my shna.
What does that mean? The wall.
There's
the
nothing
outer
there.
Wall is coming to.
That's what that the that's what the Rabbin Everman is saying. That's what
yeah.
The Torah is saying.
Yeah, so what's the problem with that?
You just told me that you need to have something to something.
You're trying to get to the sheer yud, filling in the sheer yud.
That's what I want to do with my wall. That's what I was doing with my luluf. Yeah, go on.
The two points is the
chakak is point two.
Which
give them a physical point that's a lack.
So until now you told me that I had to fill in two spaces here and here. Now you're saying no. There's nothing. I'm not filling in anything.
Yeah, you are. Yes,
you are.
That's also a point.
So I don't need something on this side.
You need a destination.
Yeah, you need it.
I need a destination. So over here, what, there's no destination here?
It is. The wall stops at the
and my lulav? I want it to stop at why not?
What?
At
down.
Oh, so what are you saying?
There's no destination for the lulav.
It's
just here we're...
Last
Tzirif going on, so that is a destination.
Yeah.
You are being inside of 2 points.
Okay, so what you're saying now is you're right. I just want to bring it out. By the way, this is a question I've asked people. They're very perplexed by it. This case is actually one that people who learn the sugya find it perplexing. But you're right. You happen to be correct. But I want to bring it out. As when we have a defined space, that's what the chakak represents. You have two sides here. You really have three sides because it's one. It's a closed circle. It's a whole. The space that is defined. Lovud will enclose a defined space. The Torah will allow a wall to be created if it is necessary, or if it will help to close in a defined space. The Torah will allow a wall to be created. It's a subtle point, but important one. So therefore, it has nothing to do here. I'm not filling in a defined space. I'm trying to add shear. Over here, I'm trying to fill a defined space. So now I have another question for all of you. is when the Ritva asked his kasha.
Well, Maisa, how's it working though?
Huh?
You just told me two ways how it's working. So, saying Lava could do two different things, but what's the Etzem doing?
I don't
know. Is it Meshapitz? Is it condensing? Is it expanding? What's it doing to that wall?
Well, that's what I'm. One a second. So the way the Chacham Tzvia set it up, it's just like an idea that I view it as sosum. We'll see in a minute. I don't know if that's going to work so well. We'll see in a moment. That's how he seems to have understood it. The problem I have a little bit is with the Lishonus of the Rishon. When the Ritva asked the Kasha, the Ritva said, he asked the Kasha from the Gemara later by Akumais, and he said a very interesting answer. He said, let me find it. The Haloi Kasha. The Hasam HaKairai Medes Ali Yaseidois. The Oimrim Lovu Derech HaAvir Shebein HaKairai Ali Yaseidois. Mashain Ken Bezoi. What does he mean? What I would have expected, I would have thought that the Kasha is not Shver. If the whole idea of love it is that I view a stima, which is what he seems to say, you fill it in. So why can't I fill this in? The whole idea is the kaira is wide. You tell me I have a kumais here. But the kumais are thinner than the kaira. So why can't, if all I want is the stima, so I'll just make the dover alkum wider and connect it up with the kaisle hamavui. V'gemarnu, shalom Yisrael. It sounds like that's not where he's going. The words say, "V'heichemin lovet v'holi kasha dehasam akira medes al yaseidos v'aimim lovet derech haavir shebein hakira al yaseidos." He's saying you can say lovet derech the avir, like kilo. There's an airspace where I can use the principle of lovet. Not that I'm simply filling in the airspace. I'm using the airspace. There is some airspace here by which I can now apply the principle of love. So what does he mean? And he's using that. He's using that to answer Taisvus, yeah? What I want to point out is, and it's the way the Paiskim discuss, and as I should have being mocked him a little bit with the Achronim. He actually showed me yesterday, he showed me the Stipler. Stipler clears. You know, what does love it mean? Is it just tamastima? Or am I being same with the one of the sides? How does it work? What's happening? So I want to prove to all of you that at least from the Lashon Rifa, now how you say always with Miyashi of the problem, it's not stam a question of viewing the place as being sosum. It's like Rashi says, it's a stretching. The Torah is understanding that when it comes to space and makom, I can take physical objects and stretch them. So view them as like stretching into a space within gimel tvachim in order to view one thing as being connected or together with a second thing in order to produce the sight of lovet. Sometimes the lovet will suffice to say one thing is next to something else. Sometimes the love it works to simply say that there is no space here between the two, whatever halacha I'm trying to miyashev, in creating this mechitz or creating the aside that I want to create. So what Taisvis, what the machlekes Rishonim appears to have been was this. Taisvis wasn't stam saying that there's no airspace to fill in. Taisvis is saying that when you have something between the kaira and the kaisel, that thing between the kara and the kaisel essentially is stopping, or it hinders the principle of love from happening, because I cannot stretch into a physical entity. And since that physical entity exists in this particular makom, and we have to say that it exists in a kavua dika form, when it exists here in this particular case, and it's part of the object that I wish to extend, when that physical object is there, that physical entity, it impedes my saying that it stretches through that physical place that I'm talking about. Now, tell him the Milashir. He's calling me incessantly. Just tell him the Milashir. All right. So, What I mean to point out is this. Some of you, in this particular case, the kasha was, why can't I look at the kaira? I have my kaira and I have my wall. Why can't I say that it goes out to the wall? It says taste is because something is in the way. Why is that something in the way? Because that's the kaira. The kaira, by definition, means that there is something here. That's what a kaira means. There's a tefach here. There's something here. You cannot stretch out from here to here based on the structure of what I have in front of me. Now, this is not like some of you are asking, what if I put my hand in? The hand is not part of, call it the space. That hand is just something that is arai. It's something that temporarily fills the space. We're talking about things that are kavu and a makom, wanting to use that makom and saying that love will apply to be makshir, a space or a place. And that we can only do if the object, according to Taisus, if something is not there. For the Ritva, the Rashba, that when I have the akumais here and there's something here staring between the kaira and the wall, so since there is some break between the two, you cannot say that the kaira stretches through the akumais to get to the wall. Therefore, they understood that it's not impossible over here to have the principle of loving. Says the Ritva, I'm not simply filling in. He wants to make that stretch go around kilu, around the akuma. Go around. The Ritva is going to say that the kaira can stretch. There's Derek Avir here to allow me to connect my kaira to the wall around the akuma, which will allow me to now say that this reaches the wall, which is fascinating. Because I think the other Rishonim understood that somehow I have to kind of ignore. If I'm going to use Lovewood, I'm actually going to envision in an imaginary way as if the kaira expands itself out and reaches the wall. So if something physically is there, that's impossible. Says the Ritva, well, yes and no. In other words, I can do it if I have some Pesach or some place that I can make that thing stretch. I'll make it stretch in a smaller way, but I don't have to envision it as if it's not here. I'll simply stretch around it and make it reach the wall. It's a fascinating idea. So you have here an interesting machlokes Rishonim. Even in the Shita that says that it stares, the Ritva is saying that if I can find some way, though, to make the stretch, I'll do it. The others are saying, Kozman, there is something that's mafsik. It doesn't matter if it's smaller in any way. It's impossible. The Torah, Kilo, the Halacha Moshe was never said to enable one to stretch from something to another where there is something staring between the two. So here's the point I want to make. Is this Machlekes Rishonim here is a Machlekes Rishonim understanding the Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's not as glatt as some Achronova tried to make it. Is it filling in air or is it saying stretching? No, that's not what it's about. I think Kulei Alma is going to be made that the parish of love, the meaning is a stretch. The meaning is to stretch something. And the Torah is saying when you have a defined space and that the stretching in that defined space will produce a mechitza or shter mechitza. That's a whole sugi in and of itself of whether you say loved lahachmir. That's a whole sugi in and of itself. But in here, the Torah will allow you to envision a space or an object or as being the object surrounding or next to a space as enlarging and stretching into the space in order to be machshir or to be matir a particular halacha that is meduber. Sometimes, and that's very complicated, it's a sugi yesh loved lahachmir, I'm not going into that now. There's a whole hak in the Rishonim and the Achronim, whether it exists. It definitely exists. Taisvus, the Riaz, I can show you all the Rishonim. They definitely talk about Yesh Lavad Lahachmir. It's a very clear Machlokes Rishonim. If the Din of Lavad was said only to be Machshir, only to create Mechitz, or even to Shter. I'm viewing, yes. No, Kinyonim, I
want to do it lower than me, but I can't do it lower.
Yeah, I think so. I have to know how that works over there. In other words, you're saying is that a case of love of lahachmir? I don't know. I mean, it's a chumra for the kain and a kula for the meicher. I don't know how to view that. I don't want to go into that now. I'm just trying to understand what love it is for the moment. So
those who say that say love to be physical object, also saying that love is a stretching.
Yes, I want to argue. So that's what it is. We are going to ignore, and this is important. When the item running out of time here, and I may have to just leave it for the next case. There's a very important piece. I found the tshuva from, it was quoted in my Bar Ilan, sent me at the end to a tshuva, which I don't have in the Bar Ilan. Bar Ilan just tells me, you know, the tshuvas that talk about the Chacham Tzvi. It was a Mari Mem Hei Resh Yud Aleph Halevi. Not Mem Hei Resh Yud, Mem Resh Yud. His last name was Ettinger. And he lived about 150 years ago. He wrote tshuvas. It may have been related. It may have been a nephew of the Chacham Tzvi. I'm not sure. And he writes in that tshuva something very interesting. He says, he brings a lot of rides, a lot of kashas on the Chacham Tzvi. And he says he never meant only what was avir. He meant something else. Interesting you say it. I don't think the words say that. But he wants to argue that the only time Lovet can actually go through like the Chakak case we spoke about just now. He wants to argue that the case of where I have Schach Pos and Schach Kosher, says when the thing in between is a halachically opposed and opposite to the Dover I want to bring together, like you have Schach Pos and Schach Kosher, then we cannot view the Schach Kosher as a non-entity. You can't do that. He says, but in the case, I think like our case where the Chakak is a non-entity, it's just something that if I will it away and get rid of, it won't bother me. So there, Rashi is saying is, Rashi Shita is, that it doesn't stare the stretching of the Lovet to the wall. I can envision this as being stretched to the wall and being Matir Maisuk in that form. It's clear, Agam Rav Ettinger says this, but it's clear that there's a Shita that doesn't say like that. It's clear that there's a Shita, that's what the Torah is saying, that you cannot stretch through a physical entity. You can only say Lovet when there is nothing there. That allows me a stretch, a direct stretch, without going through anything. And that's Klila Machlaikus we've shown him over there in Sukkah. And that's what we're seeing over here. The two Tirutzim to these Rishonim is, do I say that the Dover Mafsik is staring the Lovet and therefore done? And the Ritva and Rashba have another solution. They're saying something else. They are saying that if, even in Achinami, you can go through something. But to do that, what I really have to do then is view the what's between the chud and the kaisel as a non-entity. It's not here. That, says the Rashba and the Ritva, will basically take away my sheer kaira. So you can't do that. That now is this, what we talked about before, using Lovet, where it'll be a negation of the halachic entity which you need, and therefore will be possible. I have to stop now. Mitzvah Hashem, there's more to the shir, and I will maybe tomorrow or Sunday we'll continue. All right.